The challenges that you've had in trying to do this, is it that you underestimated the number of frames or variations that you were going to be dealing with to capture all of the different states, or trying to identify the things that required an animatic?
For me, I think I don't go far enough because I'm thinking, well, it's so obvious in my mind.
I know what it is.
I know what it's going to do.
Right.
And I don't go that extra step to show someone.
Okay.
So I have to be conscious of that.
Okay.
I'm noticing.
How many patterns did people identify on this page that were doing that you could have done animatics for? Not how many animatics did you do, but how many patterns did you identify that you would have done animatics for, even if you didn't run out of time?
How many are there possible on this page?
Yeah. What are? Just call them out. What did we see? So, like, we know that we have the combo box, right? We have the selector, and we have two variations of it. We have the flat, and we have the hierarchical one.
Yes.
So that's easy. That's two right there. We know we have this little sliding bit. So we know we have that.
We have drag and drop.
We've got drag and drop of the elements in the list.
Mouse over of the elements in the list.
We've got mouse over states all over the place, right?
Contextual manual and stuff.
Yeah, the actually creating the playlist, managing the playlist, right? So we showed how things happen when we add. We showed the mouse over. We showed the drag. What happens when I delete one? So it deletes and collapses, right?
Yeah, sure.
But there was almost no motion graphic associated with that. It was super fast. It looked like it was under 100 milliseconds.
Yeah.
Deleted and slid. It was just an almost instant blink type of interaction. These were easy, right? These are toggle states. They're on, off. Allison noticed that the play icon toggles between play and pause. So we have
and
two states on that.
Scrub the playhead.
Yes.
Probably. Should be.
Click and drag.
Yeah.
We've got this. We mentioned that there's a horizontal scroll bar here for long playlists.
Yeah.
We showed some of the stuff that if you click through, you went to detail pages. I'm looking to see if we've got others that give us states. No, just that. Oh, how many people got the sort?
Oh.
Did you see sorting functionality? That's another simple one, right? It's an interaction that we could describe as sorting. So it's only got two states, up and down, but it tells you if it's ascending or descending for a sortable column.
And you've also got that button above it that says sort by track. So it's like we've got two ways to sort.
Yes. So our pattern is that I can click here to sort by track, popularity, song, or artist, or I can click on the column and the arrow appears right for the column that is currently being sorted. So now I am sorting in descending by artist, ascending, or descending, well it looks like it's ascending by track, descending by track. Song title, alphabetically, ascending, descending. So I've got indicators that mean the direction and the column that is being sorted by.
So indicating with a click, is that something that would come in the text, the descriptive text, rather than like having a little mouse that like went beep or something?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Although, let's see if it changes. No, it doesn't change state. The cursor is not changing state whenever I click. So I don't get a visual indicator on mouse over. I don't have any visual indicator that I can click on this at all. I just kind of, I tried and it worked, right? But I had no cue. So we have a few cues here that we're missing from a design perspective. GrooveShark is a nice example because they've got a lot of fairly straightforward interactions, but some of them simply aren't communicated to me. I did not know that I could drag and drop because there was no indication anywhere on these things. There's no tooltip, there's no clue, there's no initial animation to show me that it can be done. There's no grip zone with a texture. The cursor doesn't even change state, you know, into the grabbing hand if I'm outside of something clickable. I was asked, does it? I'm like, I don't know, let's try. And it did. Same thing here, clicking on the column
to sort.
That's
the thrill of it.
That's the thrill. Discovery is only fun in games and treasure hunts. If you're trying to do something, you don't want to be wasting your time on trial and error. Trial and error is not an efficient problem-solving method. It can be great for exploration, but if you're trying to be efficient, it's not.
But it also selling their UI short, because the UI is even better than you.
Then you realize it
but
does things you don't
give
know.
Give you the cues that
right.
See, this is
so
what
there
I
are
liked
opportunities
about
for improvement, right? There are things that we could do to improve this experience that would be very subtle changes, without even having to change the structure of the UI. We could make these changes. So the assignment then for next week. We're back to wireframing. So we're taking the vacationmaker.biz site. You get to choose now, at some point, probably a comparison tool or the wizard or some type of, a vacation package selector, whatever you want. But something that is going to be interactive, where you're going to be able to call out, a couple animatics of some of the behaviors, what's going on here. And then storyboards to show the states in part of that experience. So if you're trying to compare a series of packaged vacations, or if you're trying to sort cruises, based on destination or something like that. But to show the wireframe of basically the interaction in use. So identify the interactions, interactions, do the animatics to define what they are, then do a few wireframes, actually storyboards over time, or wireframes over time, so you're doing storyboards, to show those interactions in use. And you can just pick whichever element or experience on the site you want. But just make sure that you pick something interactive. And we'll take a look at the wireframes then next week. And they don't have to be super complex interactions, so they don't have to be real application-y, I'm gonna drag this cruise ship into my itinerary, and then I'm gonna zoom in on it, and I'm gonna open it up, and I'm gonna pick my stateroom, right? It's like, you know what? That's probably not how any vacation maker tool is going to work. So if you wanna do that, sure, but you can also be realistic about how things are going to work. All right, and as always, if you have questions, drop me a note and let me know. Remember, this is only a 6-week class. Next Monday is our halfway through this, and next week is also Thanksgiving. So we do have class on Monday. It is the holiday week. If anyone has travel arrangements or anything like that, let me know in advance if you can. And you might want to write this down, because I think Sean will probably be here, and he brings his little recorder. And so all of my glorious rantings and ravings and errors and whatnot are on his site right there.